Well, good morning. It is 6:20 a.m. on Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. 44 degrees, which is almost 7 degrees Celsius. 94% humidity with a light breeze that's putting a chill on things. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street, in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. It's weird. Sometimes I feel very settled, very much like, Portland, I'm home. And that sense of familiarity and appreciation for the place I'm at. And then sometimes it's like, wow, I'm in frickin' Portland, Oregon, man. This is frickin' awesome. I still feel like a tourist. Which I think is good. You know, there's two different perceptual modes with those two different feelings. You know, on the one hand, as a settled person, you're working to integrate the world around you. You're integrated in the world around you, in your environment, and you're moving with the flow of that. You know, you can anticipate this thing is here. I'll get to this place by doing this. I know this road, blah, blah, blah. And there's that, I don't know, a feeling of competency, maybe? Feeling of, I don't need to work so hard at being, you know? But as a tourist, everything is fresh and absorbing, and you're feels like you're hyper vigilant because you're just looking around and appreciating everything that you see. You know, everything becomes not magical, but exciting, fraught with possibility. Who knows what lies around the corner, what adventures await. So, and God, I hope I never lose that. I don't think I ever lost that in Chicago. I was only there for 2 years, but still, there was that delight and pride, I guess, really. You know, it's I feel that same way here. There's that sense of, this place is awesome, and I live here. I am awesome. Oh my God, right? I mean, if the place that you live, if you think the place you live is badass, that kind of makes you badass too. It's kind of a requirement of residency, is badassery, right? So yeah, I'm still a tourist, but I'm settling in. I always pass by the Girding Theater on this walk. I don't think I've ever mentioned that, but just down a block from Powell's is the Girding Theater. And they're doing a show that apparently is very good. It's getting good reviews, called Mrs. Holmes and Watson, a gender-flipped Sherlock Holmes experience. And having experienced the musical theater of Moulin Rouge the musical, I'm ready to take in a little stage theater. I do need to start pounding the digital pavement for auditions for local theater companies too. I'm actually on the Girding Theaters list. They're an Equity house, but they hold open auditions for other roles in the spring for all of their productions. So, you know, probably wouldn't get a lead. That's probably gonna go to the Equity dudes, but I get something. Be a part of a cool theater, so I'm kind of down for that. Pals, if I do that enough, I'm gonna leave a dent, leave a mark on the thing there, little concrete pylon. Leave my mark on Portland, literally. So played a game of Blades in the Dark with James last night. I continue to be astonished at his ability to tell a good story in game, and very much enamored of the Blades in the Dark system. I'm gonna run a Blades in the Dark game. Morning. Tomorrow night for Tim and Chris and Emma. So that'll be fun. I've run one game once before when I first got the system. And there's mechanics that make sense, but I haven't quite let the mechanics of the system settle into my bones. There's a level of mastery that I've discovered through, for those that don't know, back in the day I used to teach computer classes. I worked for New Horizons Computer Learning Center, and then I worked for National Seminars Group teaching, you know, how to run PowerPoint, how to do Photoshop, blah, blah, blah. But I was very attuned to my learning process, because especially at New Horizons, man, it was a sweatshop. You had to learn software fast, because you were teaching, you know, beginning Microsoft Word on Monday, intermediate access databases on Tuesday, Photoshop for the Mac on Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. And if you knew the software or not, it didn't matter. You learned. You took a computer home and you learned that software, at least to teach the lessons of the book. You didn't need to master the whole software, but you know, the more you teach, the more you know, right? So morning. So I've watched myself learn new things, like new software or a new game system or whatever. And there's this point, it's like learning to paint. You're early on, you're fixated with the paint and the brush and holding the brush and the canvas and all of this stuff, the tools of whatever it is that you're doing actually get in the way of you expressing yourself effectively in that medium. And over time and practice, those tools become instinct, at which point they get out of the way and your vision, your creative objective, whatever it might be, has a clear path through you to the canvas, to the game, to whatever. And I'm still very much at that. The tool is not getting in the way, but is an impedance to telling the story I want to tell. So I need to run many more games of Blades in the Dark before I'll feel like I can really tell an effective story in that environment. But that's true of everything, right? What did I see? I saw a meme. It says, your first podcast is going to suck, or your first episode of your podcast is going to suck, your first story is going to suck, your first blah blah, all the thing, all your firsts are going to be crap. You just accept that. But if you persist to the hundredth whatever, then you will have absorbed the tools of that craft, of that thing, into your muscle memory, into your mental memory, duh, into your perceptions, so that you can actually get good, or not get good, but get authentic, get honest, get to not be hampered in the expression that you're trying to express. You know, and I'm, of course, tuned to the whole creative process, but it's true of anything. Spreadsheets, you know. The learning process is a process, and it takes time. And in the interim, that time goes much more quickly and much more fun if you're passionate about what you're doing. Remember, best way to learn web design for me was to have something that I wanted to share with people. For a while there, I was working on a play-by-email game. I had no idea how computer emails worked and how to have a system send automatic emails on a timer, blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to create this game that included sending emails to the players. Hello, Google. Google is your friend. Google, when it comes to web design, it comes to most anything. My God, the informational repository of Google is astonishing. Morning.
Good morning.
So yeah, if you have a project that you're passionate about, it makes the learning process much more palatable. Well, there it is. I'm back at Jameson Square. That's our walk for the morning. Ah, brisk, invigorating. So it's day Tuesday. Tuesday, the day with no nickname, or Taco Tuesday. Oh, am I getting? I think I'm getting Blue Apron tonight. Blue Apron should arrive today. Maybe. We'll see. But, yeah, I hope we have a lovely Tuesday. I hope your learning process progresses to a point where you can actually sense the progress you're making in adopting whatever mode or process you're trying to integrate, because that feels good too, to see the progress, to look back and go, you know, a week ago I couldn't do X, now I can do X, and you know, feeling that rise of authority and mastery, that's a lovely feeling. I wish that for you. I hope it's a lovely Tuesday, but however it goes down, as you're going about the day, doing what you do, remember, Brother Zig tells us the truth when he says that despite everything, we must create. And we don't have to. We don't have to. It's kind of our thing, but it's a choice. Making it a choice, that's huge. That makes a huge difference in everything. You know, passive is one thing. Active is another. There's room for both, but active has some mojo to it. So do that. And love fearlessly. Oh, definitely. Because love hurts sometimes. But if you step back and look at whatever it is that you love, books, art, people, whatever, in that big picture, the equation always, when love's involved, always ends out in the plus column. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.